It's Friday, people. So I want you to enjoy one of my favorite episodes of Wake Up and Level Up. This is an encore. Check it out. Let's do it, Matt. Hey, look, I want to jump into today's topic. And it was one of those things that, you know, when I was working for someone else, I always wondered what it would be like to work for myself. Like, I read all lots of books and all the articles about the quote unquote, the life, you know, the one that they paint with like all this freedom that you'll have and the ability to be the boss of yourself, et cetera, et cetera. And then you step out and then you do it. And then you realize you actually work longer hours. You actually put in way more effort than previous jobs. You actually can't just call out sick and still get paid. It wasn't until after the honeymoon phase of being on my own that I realized they left three huge pieces out of the picture. And they are, number one, clarity of vision. This point is still glossed over a lot today. Having clarity of your vision is the simplest yet one of the hardest things to do. If you don't know exactly where you're headed, you'll aim at everything that feels right, and that's a major waste of time and talent. Number two, you must identify the product slash service and the time of year where you can make the most income. 30% of small businesses fail in their second year. In their second year, a third. One way we survived was knowing how to make our yearly income in one quarter. We identified that the fourth quarter was the best time of the year when we could make almost our entire year of income needed. Not all of it, but almost. So know which products and services and what time of the year is the most ripe for you and attack. Number three, you need to identify and create revenue streams that enable passive income. You have to get to the point where you start building products and services that can make money for you while you sleep. Books, courses, automated webinars, residuals and contracts, etc. My goal is to help ensure you don't become one of the 30%. Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to go level up.